break it down, down like this.
Yo, 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 welcome along everyone to another TempoFit Workout of the Week. It is fantastic to have you with me. My name is Hayden Sherman. I'm going to be your coach for today, and I'm excited because we have arrived in February, and we're calling February 2020 Fast February. We are going to focus on getting those wheels rolling, and to help us get those wheels rolling, I'm really excited to announce that we're partnering with New Balance this month to give away some vouchers to you guys to fuel your workout. So we've got $150 vouchers up for grabs every week, and this is just for our New Zealand audience. It's just valid for the New Zealand New Balance online store. But how to enter, all you need to do is tag at RunTempoFit and at New Balance NZ. That's at RunTempoFit and at New Balance NZ in your workout posts and in Instagram and Facebook. And that's all you need to do. We'll draw the prize at the end of each week and fire you out in a voucher. Very, very exciting. So what is this week's workout? Well, this is really exciting. This is designed to chop through some gears, get you running fast, get you feeling good, and also just teach your body to deal with a bit of heaviness in the legs while running fast. So mixed modality, what is it? Well, we're doing, there's sort of three parts. The first part is 3x60-second accelerators, and we actually end with 3x60-second accelerators. But the middle part is 3x1K at your 5K pace. So essentially, we've got two little blocks of fartlek at the start and the end, and then 3x1K at your 5K race pace in the middle. After the break, I will explain why we're doing today's workout, and then I'll go into the nitty-gritty of what today's workout exactly looks like, which is important. So you kind of need to tune into this one to work it out. We start off this workout with these accelerators, 60-second bursts, where you start, I'm calling it steady, and then you move into quick, and then you finish with fast over 60 seconds. So first 20 seconds might be sort of steady, and then you change up gears, and you finish that 60 seconds feeling pretty quick, not sprinting, but pretty close to it. Then you jog for 2 minutes and do it again. 3x at the start, 3x at the end. Now, in the middle, we do 3x1K. So why are we doing this really mixed workout? Well, being Fast February, I want to teach your body, and I want us all to be encouraged to find the fact that we are not just one speed runners. We have many, many gears to choose from. You are a Ferrari. Your body is a Ferrari. It is a work of absolutely biological and chemistry and DNA brilliance. It is an absolute work of art, your body. Now, we need to tap into that work of art by treating it like it was designed to be treated, and that it can move at all sorts of different speeds. And today is about finding some of those speeds. So these accelerators are 60 seconds long. They're really designed to teach your mind as well. Like, okay, you've got many different gears to choose from and how to find those gears. So tweaking your style, increasing your stride length, increasing your stride rate, powering up your arms in order to drive that extra speed as you chop up through the gears. So that's one big reason we're doing these accelerators. The other reason, and this is probably more on the 3x1K in the middle, this is where we want to stress things a little. So we're doing these fast bursts at the start of the workout. Now that is going to create a bit of acidosis or a bit of lactic in your body that we need to process. And then we're throwing intervals at your body where your lungs are working pretty hard. And this is where we find out how good is your body at processing that heaviness and fatigue from that faster running while you're running at that kind of steady state 5K. Well, it's beyond steady state. It's like where the lungs are getting pretty near maxed out. Heart rate's getting right up there. can you still process out that heaviness out of your legs? This is the sort of workout that 800 runners and 1500 runners do a lot of, where they try to teach their body to flush that acidosis out of their muscles and use oxygen to process everything and keep it, your body fueled and able to run in a fatigued state. So that's what we're doing. The 3x1K isn't going to be crazy. You're not going to be puking at the end of this. So we're just kind of touching on this sort of acidosis tolerance type workout, teaching your body to find new gears and also teaching your body to deal with some fatigue. Now, how do we go about doing today's workout? So I mentioned before the accelerators, you can kind of block each of those 60-second blocks into 3 20-second seconds steady. Now, I'd call that your sort of lactate threshold pace, so 1 hour pace. So it's quite a lot slower than what you'll finish at. So steady state, and then that middle 20-second block, you move up to maybe you're running, for those who have been with us a while, a VO2 max pace, so you sort of 10-minute race pace. And then you close with that repetition pace that we did last week, so your 5-minute race pace. So 1 hour race pace, 10-minute race pace, 5-minute race pace. So you can see how we're just chopping up those gears. We don't quite hit sprinting, but we are running pretty quick towards the end. Now, after each of those 60-second bursts, and also after the 1K reps, you are going to take a 2-minute jog, a full 2-minute jog. So we want to allow your heart rate to come back down and for you to get your breath back so you can focus on running with good form. And also just the heart rate needs a little bit of rest with this one, or else we really load up that fatigue. So 2 minutes jog recovery. Now, what this means is the first third and the second third of today's workout could be done as a fartlek workout. So you might do it off-road or on some trails or around a park. But then the 1K reps, you do want it on a flat, measurable or measured track. So maybe a running track or a footpath with kilometer markers. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's the workout. It is 3x60-second accelerators with 2 minutes jog recovery, 3x1K, again with those 2-minute jog recoveries, and then we, at the end, go back to those 3x60-second accelerators. So the thought for today, and being Fast February, I thought I'd really lay out that foundation, is how do we exactly get faster as runners? How do we become faster? And is it possible? I want to say that yes, it is definitely possible for you to get faster. I work with athletes who are over 60 years old, well into their 60s, and they're running faster than they ever have in their life. Now, granted, these athletes have arrived at running later in life, but still, they're getting faster. They're not slowing up. So how do we get faster? And what are the three ingredients, the three key ingredients? So first of all, it is you need to run more. And it kind of goes without saying. But the mechanism within that statement is aerobic, basically developing your engine aerobically. So your ability to process oxygen and to fuel your muscles. And so by running long, by running lots of miles, we're able to develop that cardio engine, which enables you to run faster for longer. Now, the other component of it, and this is number two, is that you need to be able to run fast. Now, that sounds like a total tautology saying to run fast, you need to run fast. What I'm saying there is your top end speed, your absolute sprint speed, is a real governor on how fast you can run, for example, a marathon or even an ultra marathon. So if you can only run, let's say, 200 meters in 40 seconds, that's flat out, you're going to be limited all the way up to ultra marathon in as far as how fast you can maintain. So everything beyond that sort of sprint speed, as you go out and longer distances, becomes relative in terms of your maximum speed. Now, that aerobic engine, so that first component, so by running more, we're able to squash those ratios up and get your marathon pace a lot closer to your top ceiling than we otherwise would. But you're always going to keep that top ceiling on, and you get to a point where you just can't improve any further. And so that's where these two components of having a good top end speed and also a good aerobic base enables you to go faster. Now, the other part of it all is bringing the two together. So in occasions you have someone, and I've seen this particularly with younger athletes who have good endurance, you know, they can get out for a 90-minute jog at 4-minute Ks really well. Great speed, they're great sprinters, but they can't bring it all together and run a good, say, 1500 meter time until they start doing workouts similar to what we're going to be doing this February. So this is really what TempoFit Workout of the Week is designed to, is bring together that natural speed that you might have and that aerobic endurance you're getting from all the other running you're doing, bring it all together, stir it around in a melting pot and create a runner that is able to specifically run faster and further at specific distances. So things like the 5K or the half marathon. So this, the other three components. So you've got aerobic engine building, you've got raw speed, raw natural speed, and then you've got the bringing of them together. And really it's workouts like today where we're doing 1K reps and or 400 meter intervals or 60 second intervals like we're doing that are the best at bringing everything together. They are really good at that. Whereas, say, a tempo run, that's more towards that aerobic engine building end of the spectrum. And so that's why if you look at, say, an elite runner's training throughout the year, they'll do more sort of tempo runs and faster sprints in the off season. And as they come towards the peak, you get a lot of this 1K intervals, 400 meter reps, this kind of in-between work, which gels all those pieces of raw speed and aerobic engine together and creates a runner who's very specific to the event that they're training for. So they're the ingredients. Hopefully that helps and explains a little bit about how to become faster. So Fast February, everyone, it now is the time to tag us in at RunTempoFit and at New Balance NZ on Facebook and Instagram in order to get into the draw to win yourself $150 worth of gear from New Balance. Get on it, everyone. Get out there and crush this workout. 3x60-second accelerators, 3x1K at your 5K race pace, and finishing off with 3x60-second accelerators. 2 minutes jog between every interval that you do today. Get out there and crush it, everyone. Happy running. Hello, my fellow runners. I would love to connect with you all online. So please search for Run Tempo Fit on Instagram, Facebook, and Strava, and use the hashtag TempoFitWow to tag your workouts. And remember, during the month of February 2020, New Balance is giving away $150 of vouchers every week to fuel your run. So tag us in at RunTempoFit and at New Balance NZ to be in the draw to win. Finally, if you have enjoyed this podcast and you've got value out of this workout, would you mind giving us a little 5-star review through your podcast app and subscribing? That would be a huge help to us. Thank you, everyone. Happy running.